Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, it seems inevitable that at some stage your child will start nagging for a smartphone, but could a smartwatch be an alternative, or at least enable parents to hold out for a few more years? Ciara O'Brien is tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
Right, so describe to us what a smartwatch can do when you give it to a child.
So we're not talking about the smartwatches that you might see adults wearing, like an Apple Watch or a Garmin. We're talking about smartwatches that are designed for children to wear. So they are rugged, they are usually plastic and brightly coloured. And what they can do is they can make phone calls to a set number of contacts. They can send and receive messages. Some of them can take little photographs, and they all have GPS built into them so that parents can track where their children are. Now, before people come at me about, you know, tracking your children, there are good reasons why parents might give their children a watch like this. First of all, everybody has a different family setup. Some people, you know, their children are moving between houses. Others, you know, children are much more scheduled than they would have been, say, in mine or your day, Sean. So, you know, they're not going home straight from school all the time. A lot of the time they have after school sports stuff. And it is a full-time job managing a child's schedule these days. Now, I have an 11-year-old who is probably coming to the end of this kind of watch era, because they're typically aimed at kind of 7 to 12 year olds. And, you know, she has one of these watches, occasionally uses it, doesn't use it as often as we'd like. But it means that if she goes off out with her friends and I need to get her to come home early, for example, then I can get in touch with her. It also means I have control over who can actually contact that phone number. Because when you kind of step into the world of smartphones, while there are very good parental controls available on smartphones for both iOS and Android, it becomes, again, it's another kind of full-time job trying to keep up to date with them and to make sure that only certain people can contact your child and that they're not giving the number out randomly to people. With the watches, it's usually tied into an app, and only people who have permission through that app can actually contact the child, and your child can only contact the people that you have said that they can.
And you control the app.
You could control over it all the time. And then if they want to do stuff, like similar to a lot of the parental controls that people would be familiar with other devices like games consoles, if they want to do something else or they want to add somebody, they have to ask permission. You might get an approval request, but control is very much with the parents on this one.
Yeah. Now, you can locate where they are. How accurate is that?
Well, that's the thing. Now, it depends on how often it updates. It depends on how good the phone signal data strength is. But it gives you a reasonable idea. So I know if, you know, and I would rarely kind of check in on her. You know, if she's gone out with her friends, she would usually ring me to say through the watch, or send me a little voice note through the watch to say that she is going somewhere else. So I know where she is and I don't have to, you know, do the panicked thing if we need to find her in a hurry. But yes, they can be, you know, sometimes the location can be slightly dubious. And if anybody has pets, they will have seen this with the GPS trackers on pets as well. GPS is not, you know, pinpoint accuracy all the time. So that's something to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind is that schools in general, you know, primary schools in particular, obviously do not like smartphones. There's been a move to try and keep kids away from smartphones until they hit a certain age. If you have to have a smartphone, it's usually by prior arrangement with the school. The watches for a lot of schools are no different because they have cameras in them, because they can be used to record. So you would usually have to get permission, or at least check in with the school that they don't require permission before you allow your child to go off to school at one of these smartwatches. Now, they do have school modes, so you can actually lock it out between set hours and then it will automatically unlock. Say if they finish school at 1:30 or 2:30, it will automatically unlock at whatever time you tell it to. But it does require you to remember to do that. So it can be, you know, there's an awful lot of I suppose, onus on the parents to behave responsibly as well as the children.
Yeah. Now, so what would be the brand leaders in this?
Most of the ones that we have seen, the ones that we would have been the Explorer watches, because they have a couple of different options, kind of chunkier ones for younger kids. The X6 Play is the one that we use because you can swap the kind of the surrounds on the faces between a few different colours and you can get extra straps for it. IMU is another one, and My First, which would kind of be aimed at probably the younger end of the market. They have these My First phone watches. Again, brightly coloured, plastic, durable, which is what you want. Now, if you are a bit on the spendy side, you can get, say, an Apple Watch 3 SE for your child. Now, that would, for the version that has kind of the mobile options on it, you're looking at about €319 for that one versus about €100 to €200 for one of the Explorer watches or the My First ones. And with the Apple Watch, you know, it's a virtual SIM on the inside. So, you know, it is kind of limited to certain providers. So it's worth bearing in mind that, you know, if you don't have an account with that particular provider, you might not be able to sign up for stuff.
Yeah. And the manufacturers of these smartwatches, they're recommending what as the youngest age to start using?
The youngest I've seen is kind of 7. And I, to be honest, I have an 8-year-old. I don't usually give him a smartwatch because, you know, you're also relying on your child not taking this off and leaving it somewhere. This has happened to us. We brought him to a park and we had an Apple tag on him. And he took it off and he left it somewhere in a playhouse and it went home with somebody. I could see it travelling with this other person. And I never saw that again. Now, that was €35. So imagine this, you know, multiply it by 3 or 4, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a bit of an expensive gamble. Now, there are watches that don't have, you know, they're specifically aimed at, you know, kind of the schools market. So there's a company down in, I think they're in Wexford, called Tunstall. They do something called the Pan Pan Ally smartwatch. It's aimed at kids, doesn't have cameras in it, can't record. It's basically only for SOS. So they, you know, you can make an emergency call to your parents if you need to, and they can see where you are based on GPS. So it's very simple. It's very direct. I did give one of these to my 8-year-old and he rang me 5 times from the football pitch while I was standing on the sideline to show his friends. So these things can backfire. While you can see them, they can also get in contact with you for absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So just think on before you give it to them.
Yeah. The Explorer, have you found, does it charge okay?
It charges okay when you remember to plug it in, which is the ongoing thing, because again, it comes down to remembering to have these things paired up when you need them and ready to go. And it does hold a charge for a decent amount of time, because that's the other thing. You don't want something that you have to charge absolutely every day. Now, obviously, the more they're using it and the more you're checking in on them and kind of pinging their location, the more the battery is going to kind of suffer. So if they're calling you every 5 minutes, you know, good luck to you. But then you have bigger issues than the smartwatch battery. You know, maybe it's a case they shouldn't be out on their own if they're calling you so often. But, you know, they do tend to last a good bit longer than, say, your standard smartwatch battery, just because, you know, you're not doing as much, you're not asking as much. My smartwatch I use for running, I use it for GPS a lot of the time. I use it for getting notifications on my phone and from my phone. And all of that winds down the battery that bit quicker. But these watches, they're kind of just made for the occasional call, the occasional text, and then for you to check in on their location if and when you need to.
Yeah, and what do you reckon is the upper end? When would they start going, no, I want a real phone?
Oh, I'd say 12 is when they start, when their friends start getting smartphones. And I've been very lucky up until now that, you know, very few of my child's friends actually have a smartphone, because the parents have all kind of agreed that, you know, they don't really want them getting into it. As I said, there are good reasons for some people to give their children a smartphone. My child does not have any of those good reasons yet. And I have, we've had a discussion about, you know, phones are a privilege, they're not a right. And if it gets to a point where when you do eventually have a phone, I keep kind of pushing it further and further down the road. But I think kind of usually confirmation going into secondary school is where kids will get a smartphone. And, you know, we have had a conversation about how if I see people disappearing into their smartphones, and that will be the end of the phone. But as we, you know, everybody's the perfect parent until they are one. So we will see how that goes.
Yeah, indeed we will. And most of those were self-interested questions, Ciara. I have a 10-year-old with an Explorer and I'm wondering when that's going to run out of steam. Thanks a million as ever. That was Ciara O'Brien there, technology correspondent for the Irish Times. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.